at the Bayer Crop Science Corn and Soybean Future Forum. I'm visiting with Alan Ayers. And Alan, we just got started here with what's going to be an ongoing discussion, I guess, over the next couple of days. Kind of what's the purpose for bringing these folks together here? We've got growers, media, commodity associations.
Well, Bayer Crop Science, being a technology innovation-driven company, brings together our collaborators, our partners, our customers into sessions like this to do one main thing, and that's to listen and really see what is in their wheelhouse, their landscape, that is really driving their decisions on crop production, managing conservation, managing policy and regulatory, financial, et cetera. And we had a very good discussion this morning, really asking those questions and getting input and feedback from our customers, from our collaborators, in our whole environment as we see it today. And some of these issues are things that, you know, we don't normally talk about, but have become a main part of our business on trade and how we deal with the global markets and how that goes all the way back down to field production. So, you know, there's a lot of regulatory, there's a lot of commercial, there's a lot of political issues that are driving decisions that farmers make. And as we better understand that, then we can better define how we go to market with our technologies to help farmers and the agribusiness community move forward.
I know that we looked at some of the things that Bayer is doing in regards to some of these issues. How about from the growers that were here? What are some of the things you heard coming back at you that maybe are takeaways for you?
I think that we heard today that growers are very interested in what technologies that industry is bringing, everything from seeds and traits to our chemicals to our precision ag, and how all this will make them more productive and more profitable. We also heard about not only the short-term economics of crop production and food production, but how is this going to happen in the next year, 2 years, as they see this ag economy slow down due to various issues that we discussed, inventories out in the market, whether it's feed, fuel, or fiber. We see that they're going to have some of those decisions to make and how we can be a part of that. We've also heard how you know, the value chain is impacting their decision to do traditional conventional farming, but also niche market farming that you see in the organic community. They're looking for ways that they can have options and choices to meet these market needs. We have a lot of tools right now that can help them, but we also have to develop new ones and adopt some of the ones that we have today, like our biologics line, for some of these more organic type-driven systems. We also heard about how they need to better manage their weed resistant issues. And we do have tools from seed to the end of that production to help them. But it's going to take a more balanced and holistic approach than it has in past years of relying on, you know, just one or two chemicals and producing a crop like that. We got a lot of good feedback here. And as we move forward in the rest of the meeting, it will kind of tee up some of the things that we want to better learn as a company so we can be a part of this community and make the American, Canadian, and the global farmer more productive, but also more profitable.
Yeah, I also heard here today how important, I guess, communication and education is, not only on the part of the consuming public, but even in the farmer community. So hopefully some of us on the media side can help with that. We'll do our best anyway. So
the old adage about communication is true. And as we have all of these scientific technologies through these production practices, through our stewardship, if nobody hears that message, then we will not be able to address some of these questions and concerns coming from the consumers who know very little about agriculture and where their food comes from. So through the media, through the social media, through our own communications, but through our customers' communications, through the whole ag community. We need to be stepping up and speaking out on this, and not just defending what we're doing, but really promoting the good things that need to be done and are being done, so that that consumer can hear those messages. And it will help us shape a lot of the issues we're dealing with. If things are better understood, then we can find better solutions.
All right. Well, looking forward to the next couple of days as we move through the program here in Frankfurt, Germany. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.